Alex Bono is Toronto FC's keeper. He did a cameo as a co-host in this show earlier this season, and hopefully it won't be the last time he's on as my co-host. We appreciate Alex joining us. Alex, thank you very much. Congratulations on the record. And I'll ask you this very respectfully. TFC's got the record. Does it matter right now, or are you guys just focused on winning the MLS Cup?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's good to hear from you again, and I definitely look forward to coming on the show sometime, hopefully in the near future. But for us, obviously the goal is MLS Cup, and one of our goals throughout the season was to finish first and ensure that we had home field advantage throughout the playoffs and we could host MLS Cup here in Toronto again. But obviously that's not the main goal. Main goal is the big one, MLS Cup trophy. So now our postseason started, our second season, as some might say. So now all our focus is on getting back to that game.
Alex, what's the difference between this team and last year's TFC team? Well, if I had to ask you to point out two big differences, and I know you've got a lot of the group back, most of the group back, but what are the biggest differences between these two teams?
Yeah, I'd say one is, you know, they say your first time in a championship game is always the most difficult, obviously, because you've never experienced it before. So for us, we've experienced that now. We've experienced the despair and the anguish of losing the final in such a devastating way. So for us, now that we've been there, we know what to expect. We know what's going to happen. You know, as much as they say that all the pregame stuff, the leading up, you know, the week of media and all that stuff doesn't affect you, it's different. It's an adjustment. So now that we've been through that, we know that we're better prepared. We've been through the playoff run. We've been in tight games. So we're ready for that. And I think, for me, the second one has got to be Victor Vasquez. The addition of him is really, to me, put this team over the top. He's really been the next factor for us this year, and hopefully he'll continue to be big for us throughout the playoffs.
What difference has he made to this team?
He's so creative. He's so technically gifted and so clean on the ball, and the passes that he makes and the vision that he has and the quality that he possesses is just, it's, you know, I've never played with a player like Victor Vasquez, someone in the midfield who can create the game like that and who can really control it for us. And we're really happy to have him here. I know I am for sure. And, you know, the guys up front that are getting the pass from him, leading in on goal are happy he's here as well.
Now, I know that with some of the lineup changes that Greg made going into Atlanta, he kind of veered away a little bit from the 3-5-2 that he prefers to play. I think it was a 4-3-3, maybe 4-4-2 at times. There's a little fluidity there. Did you guys learn anything from that? Like, you were awfully comfortable playing the 3-5-2. Was there a comfort level with these other formations too? And, you know, I'm not asking you to be Greg Vanney, but is it something that maybe you want to store in your back pocket and, you know, maybe change up in the middle of a game in the playoffs if things aren't going well?
No, definitely. And that's why we do that. That's why we train different formations. That's why we train different personnel in different spots, because, you know, it happens in games that teams figure you out. Teams know what you're doing. Teams know the way you play and the way you set up. And for us to go into Atlanta and completely change the way that, you know, change our formation to one that we really haven't played much this year, it really shows that we have another dimension, another side to us that not many teams have seen. And we show that we can play it. We show that we can play it at a high level. So it's always good to have that in your back pocket, like you said, just so in-game adjustments or pre-game adjustments, it can be fluid now. It's not like we're playing in a formation that we've never played or we've never learned before.
Is it a little different for you as a goalkeeper when the team switches that up? I mean, obviously your responsibility is still to stop the ball, but in terms of distribution and that, is it a little different when you've got the 3-5-2 compared to the other formations?
Of course, your release points are a little bit different, where the pressure is coming from and where your outs are to get the ball out of pressure. A little bit different, but like I said, that's stuff that we train, that's stuff that we've thought out and we've really practiced, and so everyone knows that we're on the same page when we go to these things and change formations and change personnel.